Alright. Now, back to your intervention, Alex.
Oh my god, okay.
Seriously, right. Man. Why?
Why?
Why do you choose to just distance yourself from the world? Please, let us know.
I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like it's what's best for me in the moment. I've been told that I can, you know, I can reach out to people and, like, talk to them and, you know, have an open space where we can have comfortable conversation. But sometimes I'd much rather just, you know, stay in my, like stay in my bubble and just allow for myself to indulge in whatever it is that's going on. And if I'm going through a period of hardship or, like, mental struggle, it's difficult for me to bring other people in on it. So I just keep it to myself, and I find ways to cope with it day in and day out.
Is that why we took a break from doing the pod?
I mean, it's...
How much does that have to do with it?
It's a large part of why we had to take a break from it. I also feel like in the moment, I didn't have the same level of maturity that I have now.
Okay.
To actually go about being a potential leader in terms of how to go about navigating this moving forward. Like, to a certain degree, I feel like if I'm not available, if I can't show up to the plate, like, night in and night out when we decide to do this recording, and then, you know, follow through with the editing process and the aspect of, like, getting the episodes out when we want to upload them, you know, if I'm not having a 100% sort of night or a 100% sort of day, then I'm coming up short, and it's going to affect this, and it's going to reflect it accordingly. And you know, I'm nervous that people will be able to see that.
You're nervous of people seeing you not reaching the standards that you set for yourself?
Yeah, sometimes.
Elaborate, like, more on that.
It's like sometimes the standards that I want to set for myself are things that I often think about me needing to go back at, like, consistently needing to go back to making sure that I'm being successful at something that I'm doing. So the idea of me having to go back, like, I'd rather just do that on my own rather than have to, like, you know, have other people indulge in it. And I only want to have, like, I only want to have something that's, like, perfect in my eyes to present to the table before I present anything. Does that make any sense? Like,
no, I get that, man. I mean, like, I'm the same way, like...
It's weird. It's like a gross perfectionist sort of thing that shouldn't happen because we live in, like, an imperfect society. Like, the world is ever changing. So, again, we discussed that our idea to bring this back and start doing this all over again was, it's coming from a position now where we're okay and accepting of the fact that things won't go the right way, you know what I mean? And things won't be perfect immediately. And so we just have to kind of be comfortable with the process and with the growing of
what we're trying to create. Initially, I was just so excited to kind of do, like, a docu-series of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked about it with you guys. I'm just like... This is kind of what I thought and how I felt, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, like, you know, as you said, you had a different level of maturity. So have I, where it's like, I still love to just, like, talk and just get my ideas out and hear other people's ideas that I didn't know if I was, like, I think when I was, like, one of the reasons why I stopped, too, was just, like, that, like you said about that, that expectation that you set on yourself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I felt like, hey, I'm not pulling my weight. You know what I mean? I have other things going on my life where I'm diverting my attention to, and it's not helping anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
100%. It puts more of a stress on you. Where it then comes into a, like, a spiraling effect where it's like we then became such perfectionists on what we wanted, that we've recorded so much that just probably will never see the light of day.
Yeah.
And it's good. I think it's great stuff.
No, it's like, it's just like content that we find to be funny and like stuff that we find to be entertaining, but won't see the light of day because there's like nicks that we think need to be made, like a lighting situation or an audio situation or God knows what. So the whole process of putting this together has been, you know, something that we've gone moment by moment, like day by day with. But at the end of the day, we just kind of want to invite you guys to be a part of the journey with us. Like, we're just looking for an excuse to have content to post of us talking and
feel like
showing our growth.
We were trying really hard to relate to other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which makes it difficult for us to, like, create our own identity.
I mean, because we can relate to a lot of people. I think we're very, like, understanding, yeah. You know what I mean? And we're willing to have that type of conversation.
We were actually discussing.
But then it kind of forces it instead of just, like, we want more people to relate to us instead of just, like, keeping it, like, super authentic. You know, we're not perfect. We say some wild stuff on the internet sometimes, or we just do wild things in our personal life, you know, like that should stay off the internet sometimes. But like
there's
stuff
a lot
like
of,
this
like, contemplation going on
there's right a there. Lot there's a lot of stuff like that we do that like we'd be surprised how many people would be like, oh, I get that.
Yeah, so
I didn't realize I
think that moving forward we're just gonna try to be as authentic to ourselves as we possibly can. And if you can resonate with that, then we're so glad to have you be a part of the journey. And if not, just like invite your friends, like invite whoever you think would be.
And the thing is, like, just like normal people.
I was going to tell people like not to tune in, but then I was like, that's bad. That's like bad marketing.
Not even that. But like, you know, we can be super relatable to certain people, but then we can have like an off day.
All right, we shouldn't talk about it. Like, that's just making
it. Or we can have just different.
I feel like we're forcing it, you know?
Different mindsets throughout like different days. Like, you know, sometimes people wake up differently or.
No. I know. But you know, like.
You shouldn't expect that always.
But you know, like, if you say enough that you're a good person, people start to think that that's not the case because you had to say it a lot.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Well, clearly we're really fucked up. Clearly our moral gray area is different than others.
I feel like now that we're a couple of minutes in, we should totally address the elephant in the room. We're missing our elephant. That was a terrible way for me to say that. Elefantito. Obviously, we're one member short today.
Yeah.
Young Angel.
The boy.
Young Lito.
Lito's not with us.
He's not with us today. He's still alive and well.
He's still here with us. I doubt this is the never gonna see him again. That's definitely not gonna be the case.
But he's just not here with us
for
this episode.
Not currently in this episode, and it's okay. You know what I mean?
But
we
just start trying this out, and we're gonna see how this goes.
He's doing his own thing. We're gonna see him soon.
We are gonna see him soon. We're done recording this.
But
yeah, we just wanted to address the fact that moving forward, if you don't see him in a couple of episodes, it's okay.
Don't come at us like we kicked him out. It's not what happened.
In the comments, it's not the case.
He is much loved here.
Yeah, and we'll definitely
he's more than
be
welcome.
Seeing him. We'll definitely be seeing him soon. All right, now I feel like we should get into what the people kind of want to know. Aside from our little hiatus from why we needed to take a break from the pod and what we were going on, you know, what was going on personally, I feel like we should talk about some of the stuff that we've done in the time that since our last recording. Like, guys, you guys haven't heard of us or heard from us since March of this year, and that can be a little bit alarming because it's like, what the hell just happened?
Over 6 months, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely
like
over. Six
I mean,
months.
I graduated from college.
Anthony
cool.
did graduate from college. Everybody,
cool.
fucking,
you know what I mean? Currently in between work right now, the normal college experience, you know.
I already fucking know the vibes.
That is one thing. We went camping.
Yeah. What did you graduate in?
Oh, occupational therapy. The assistant. I was at LaGuardia. I was in their OTA program. It was a great experience, actually.
This guy's a freaking genius. Super affordable. College graduate over here.
As long as you work hard, you can get it done. Surround yourself with good people. Smart. You know? Yo, like, on that note, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that whole... Like, after graduating, you know, the transition of adulthood has been so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, we've been adults for some time now, but yeah. I guess as men or as dudes, you know, the more as you men age... men or
dudes? I think dudes, we're both. Men, sorry, or, my bad.
I don't want to talk about pronouns right now, please.
I know, oh, my bad, sorry. Yeah, definitely not this type of podcast.
But, you know, like, as the years go on, you know, you have these set responsibilities and also these set expectations that other people set on you and then also, you know, your own. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you know, there's more and more and eventually, you know, there's enough people expecting things of you to fill a family. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like, legit. And I guess... In realizing that...
Anthony's family is looking for him to start a family, in case you're wondering what that meant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, my mother keeps on telling me, when are you going to get a wife? When are you going to get married?
His grandma literally told me before I walked in that she's like...
My grandma.
Lo estoy esperando para tener más hijos. I'm like, wow, all right, cool. She's
great-grandchildren.
Yeah. Wild. It's all good, though.
No, it's just, it's now realizing the things that once made me happy aren't necessarily doing it as it once did.
Yeah.
And, like, understanding that that's okay and now adjusting this new version of you because, you know, we're still relatively super young where we get to, you know, every year we can change and we can grow. We're super... You know, we're sponges still to this at this age.
I feel like there is a lot of stuff that you can absorb, but going back to the point of, like, where you, like what's in your circa and what's surrounding you, I think that that heavily influences where you're at in your journey. Like, you know, so depending on what you want to do on, like, your off time, whatever you surround yourself with, that then impacts your life and it makes you change the way that you view stuff.
I think that's also one of the reasons why I stepped away from the pod where I wasn't really craving that that internet presence at the moment where I wanted to focus on other things and I was a shift in my priorities of like, hey, I want to make this okay before I start doing anything like that. You know, some people...
It's kind of cool. That's an interesting perspective that you have on that. Some
people live, breathe, you know, this creative art and the media and the internet. And I'm a person who's been there since the beginning, you know what I mean? We grew up with the internet, you know what I mean?
100%.
And I guess that, like, that new change, it was very interesting. And it shrunk my circle a little bit because, as, like, you know, if you're a creative,
you surround yourself with more creatives,
yeah. You know what I mean? And you network and you meet new people and you pick other people's brains on what they might do. But that, I think for a good time, like, that's not what I wanted. And it like shortened my circle for a good amount of time. And, you know, I reevaluated my friends, you know, who's here for me just because I make, you know, like, some type of content with them or, like, do the people, like, enjoy my presence? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
I think that's an issue that, like, we all struggle with. But I think that on the, like, I think that on the latter side, right? So, like, you decided to shift your focus and you were, like you know, navigating through schoolwork, you know what I mean? and, like, saving up bread and stuff like
getting
that.
Getting back
so
in shape. I got out of the gym for so long, you know what I mean? Trying to get into healthier habits.
That's a fact. I think that on the flip side, like, I decided to go and start looking at a craft that would allow me to be in a space with more creatives and allow me to understand myself better as a creative. You know, I pursued photography a little bit more passionately. I got the opportunity to go and network with people who are in, like, creative spaces. I pursued fashion, you know, and, like, wanted to try and have an internet presence and stuff like that. But I think that sometimes when you... Like, when you go about trying to chase that and not having a stable balance between, like, you know, like, work-life balance outside of that, it makes it difficult for you to find enjoyment in those things when you're, you know, trying to like, shift from some comfort that you were in prior. Like, me being, you know, okay with just, like, coming home after work and not shooting a video or not piecing together, like, this, like, I don't know, some form of content that I want to post on the internet. Yeah. Get ready with me. Me getting ready to do, like, creative directed shoots and stuff like that. You were doing that after the pod too, right?
Is that the time frame of it?
Like, I decided to go and try to do the transition kind of, like, in between. And, again, it was just me wanting to post content that was, like, personable to me. Because I'm somebody who likes to dress myself a certain way. And I'm like, yeah. And I pride myself on some of the fits that I throw.
Keeping it structured. Yeah. It looked good.
But I also like navigating the space, too. Like, I understand, like you know, color schemes and a sense of style that I find comfort in and that I try to, like, you know, give to other people, or like that I try to, I don't know, I get it from my pops, to be honest. But yo, shout out to my pops. Just getting fly and, like, being able to have the opportunity to, like, I don't know, kind of, like, present yourself a certain way, it just allows you to feel elevated as an individual. So I don't know. I guess that might be something that's not everybody feels, or that might just be something that I feel. But, like, at the end of the day, like, getting a compliment of, like, oh, you look clean, or, like, you know, you got it, like, you know, you smell nice, or you got a nice outfit and stuff like that. I don't know. I pride myself on that shit. But again, experiencing the latter compared to how you looked at the situation of trying to step away from the internet presence, when you go chasing something like that, while still wanting to do stuff in your personal life, like wanting to have certain goals, I think that it brings you back to a space where you're having enjoyment with your creative, like with your creative side.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I get that.
Whether it's the gift of gab, whether it's the, you know, the opportunity to, like, change somebody's perspective, whatever the case may be, God gave us a gift to be somewhat creative. Or not necessarily gave us a gift, like, or that it came from a higher being or whatever. Like, bro, there's just a different level of understanding, like, wanting to put something out and wanting to piece all of this together with the equipment and stuff like that and get the internet presence, bro. That's a gift in itself. Like, having that understanding, wherever the pod is going to go is where it's going to go. But being able to piece all of this together and having that ambition in the first place, it's a fire and it's a fuel that you should feed.
We put that pressure initially on ourselves, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we get comfortable with that. What type of advice would you give to somebody that never really put that type of pressure on themselves and they're just, like, kind of navigating through life and no one ever expected anything from them, and now it's just like, hey, pick up your slack. What are you doing? You know?
I would say give yourself a level of grace when you're looking at starting something new. If it's like a new mindset, or if it's a new workload or whatever it may be, give yourself a good understanding of I may fuck this up at first. I may not do a good job at first. Don't dwell on the idea of not
understanding
succeeding,
you'll
but
fail.
Understanding that you might fail, and then allowing yourself to still have the fight to get back up when that happens. And then not only to get back up, but to try to attack the situation a little bit harder. I know that it could come off, like, a little bit cheesy. I guess, mm-hmm. I'm like one of those self-help, like, motivational.
I was about to hit you with one of those motivational quotes too.
I feel like that's something that people should try to hold on to. And I think that a lot of the times when you're first starting off, that's something that you may not think about right away because you're so focused on the end goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's easy to fuck up at the beginning. That happens to everybody. So don't dwell so much on what's going to happen at the end. I was trying to make that point earlier. So, yeah. You know, it just coincides with different aspects of life.
I agree. I was thinking, not only that, what you also need to encompass with it,
encompass. What a fucking five-letter word. Sorry. My bad. This guy has a fucking, like, college seven. Degree.
Anyways. Damn, you got me messed up.
My bad.
What was I saying?
Bad
oh
compass.
but also, I didn't want to come off as one of those, like, super motivational, like, videos, but obviously understanding
those... Everybody watches David Goggins on his free time.
Obviously understanding FYP that, page. You know, it's okay to fail, but obsession. Obsession, he's actually, David Goggins actually has said that. Obsession beats talent every time. You have to learn, and it took me a while to understand that, but you have to want something more than you've ever wanted anything before. It really becomes into obsession. You want it just as much as you want to eat, you know? If you pair that with the being unrelentless of just not giving up and understanding that you'll lose, that's how you make that that's how you create real ambition, and you don't just
like that.
You don't just stay stagnant. Because like we were just saying, you know, like no one's ever set that type of expectation on you. But if you just set that expectation on yourself, it starts off with you, like I said. Yeah. It sucks to be this like self-help, but it's so true.
I think that those two should coincide then. I think that you should be relentless while also understanding that you will fail. Because then if you're able to overcome said failure...
Relentless you on your just, losses. Because bro. It's just a lesson. Yeah, it really is. Like, oh, I lost. Facts. All right, let's go get the next one. Eventually, so this guy's talking that talk eventually right now. It has to hit them as many times as it takes. Because you only really need to hit it once.
I'm glad they gave us a platform.
The family always brings you back to reality, you know. It's a very beautiful thing. Some people struggle with their family relations. I've been there, you know what I mean?
I think but family relationships are kind of weird. Like the relationship
they bring that me you back. Have, I feel like it regulates me.
Yeah.
Cuz you know, you can get so caught up in life and just wanting, cuz as like young people, like we feel like somewhat entitled to be selfish and try to like
100%
to get set up our own life to weird. Actually get there.
I think it's like, weird to not want to chase your ambitions while still having like your parental influence, because it's like, you know, me too.
You know, I'll move out, but
no, my parents are fucking awesome. No, I think that they should encourage you to want to eventually pursue that in life.
Yeah, you know,
it's always like a passing of the torch kind of thing. When did your parents move out?
My mom got kicked out when she was like 18.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you know what was crazy? It was New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
It was New Year's Eve. And New Year's Day is my mom's birthday.
Hmm?
And my mom was dating my dad at the time.
Okay.
And my dad asked my grandmother, Aulita right there. He asked her if he can come out, hang out, like, come out for her birthday. You know, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, it was 1980-something. I don't know what the year was.
Yo, chill. Don't date him right now. Don't just.
Whatever. Age wisdom. Whatever. Anyways, and my mom, and my grandma said no. My grandma said
she's
no.
She's done that shit. Yeah, she knew.
She was like, nah, she was, hell no.
She already knew what was about to go down.
She thought my dad was a drunk.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And my mom ended up like sneaking out and going, and she kicked her out for that.
Wow.
She
kicked her out. Shit, okay.
That's how my mom and dad started really living together.
Wow. What a fucking story.
I might have never been born.
That lore was deep right there.
If my grandma would have just let her go to the party and be like, yeah, ma, he was drunk. Or you know, maybe not. That's the lore.
I hope that they don't like. I hope that they're not tight that we're spilling their tea on the pod.
It's okay. They love it. They want us to talk about them more.
No. Oh damn. Really? Yeah. Your dad probably wants us.
My dad wants to be on the pod.
Jesus Christ! He's just gonna fucking curse us out this whole time. He's just gonna come for us the entire time. He's gonna.
I was bad, bro.
No, he's way worse.
Thought I was bad. He's like the original prototype.
Do you notice that you're more and more like your dad as you get older?
Yeah, it's the worst. I grew up being like,
it's the worst.
I grew up being like, I'm never gonna be like my dad.
Oh God, don't say that.
But then as I got older, I understood him more. You know what I mean? And I was able to have that conversation. I mind you, my parents were split, so I only really grew up with my mom. I was a huge mama's boy. So then eventually, you know,
that's like Anthony's dad's number one joke. He's like, ah. He's like, you're still a mama's boy. Attached to your fucking mom still.
Yeah, he'll be a lot more.
Yeah, more explicit. I 100% didn't want to.
The fact that you know that exact.
I know the exact line.
The fact he knows the exact line.
He said it so many
times. One of these days, we'll get my dad on the pod. He probably wants to say it.
He's
going to
fucking say it. He's going to, yo. He's going to cancel us immediately.
He's been good press, he got a lot to say.
Yo, drop in the comments if you want us to bring him on the pod.
He got a lot to say. People don't want to hear us.
I want to get my dad on the pod. My dad has a crazy freaking story, bro.
Oh my god.
Yo, mad.
We interview them and we just each tell them to tell us a story.
Yeah, no, tell yo, I want to hear their origin story on the pod. I think that would be lit.
Not even just an origin story, just like I feel like the origin story is not as crazy as like in the middle of like when they first got here.
When they first got here, started establishing themselves.
Yeah, a little bit more like comfortable. Bro, they knew the area. I mean, they knew
there's
people.
There's like wild stories from that time too, but
like how he start the business.
Nah, it's crazy.
That's what I was saying. All right, back to the subject at hand.
Yeah. Vegeta went Super Saiyan 3.
Finally. Yo.
Like, it's honestly fucking amazing that we're getting to see this. Like, I don't know if we're gonna. I'm not certain that we're gonna get.
It just seems
Vegeta
like
versus Goku.
It's the where glaze, Vegeta wins. Though.
What do you mean? It's the glaze.
He already won. You know what I mean? If you're Vegeta, Super won. He won.
Yeah.
He won without that, but like. It was always no question that Goku was stronger than Vegeta. The only reason why he was not, only time he wasn't was in the beginning of the show, and then that was like quickly taken. Now as Super's gone, they're changing this narrative because they want Goku to go this like angelic route, and then like Vegeta to go his own like
demon route,
his own way, his own pride or whatever, you know, destroyer route, whatever. But it just seems like they're just like, oh yeah, they gotta make sure that like they're on the same level now, which is cool, but like, I don't know, it was quick.
Why are you mad? This guy's like, whack as hell. Fuck this guy. I don't like his take. That's terrible.
Everybody's just so like hyped up about it. It's just like, I don't know. I want to see him if he. I want to
fuck this guy, bro. The transformation was nuts. Don't let him fucking try to convince you otherwise. Just because he was mini form.
But they gave it to exactly.
Then we might see him as an adult later in Daima. Come on, bro.
No, they won't. That's the reason why it actually bothers me. I love that he did it. It's just they did it to him in kid form. They gave it to Goku as a full-on adult. And Goku, and nobody can beat that Super Saiyan 3 transformation of Goku. That was intense. It doesn't come close.
Super Saiyan 4 was pretty cool.
Super Saiyan 4 is cool.
Super Saiyan 4 might be the coolest fucking anime. Not canon. That might be the coolest fucking transformation.
I don't know. Super Saiyan 3 was like, he was screaming for like a solid minute 30. Do you remember that? How long they were? And then it was such old animation where the clouds were just spreading and it was just like that in loop. For like a minute 30.
You're right. Okay, fair enough.
If he was an adult, I would love it. Okay. I think it would have been equal, but since they were a kid.
Do you think that you would recommend Dragon Ball to somebody who was like getting into anime for the first time?
Daima?
No, just Dragon Ball in general.
Like the series?
Yeah.
Itself?
Yeah. Like, what would you recommend? Like, what's your like go-to recommendation?
I would do that for a certain type of child. I would do it if you're like an athletic, competitive child.
No, you know what I told? I told kids who like sports, they should watch Blue Lock.
Yeah, or Haiku.
No, I feel like Blue Lock will turn you into like a raging egoist. And bro, I think that kids nowadays might need that.
Bro, that whole show blows my mind.
I was talking to one of my mans and all.
It took me a while, who was not into anime.
And he was like, what is Blue Lock? And I was explaining it to his...
It teaches you soccer, I think.
And I was like, yo, bro, you need to 100% watch that. No, I think it goes further than that. I think it teaches you how to, like... I think it teaches you how to be, like, this
self-reflective.
This, like, empowering version of yourself. That's self-reflective, but, like, immediately is, like, let's level up. Let's make the right move.
like thinking what went wrong and how to fix it.
But like right away.
Quick. You know what I mean? And you have to because, you know, life.
I think that prepares you for some shit in life. Yeah.
Shit.
It allows your preparation to be different based off of how other people's preparation is.
Bro, that show revamped my love for soccer.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Because, like, I played it in high school. And then
look at Blue Lock changing lives.
That show came out again. And then I loved it so much that I read the manga. Like, and I don't read manga, really.
Yeah, my little brother read the manga also.
And I was just like, holy shit. And I deadass, ever since then, I started telling people, I was like, yo, let's play soccer on Sundays. Let's rent the field.
Look at you,
and
bro.
And I've been playing. I just got new cleats, too. Yeah. That's one of my hobbies now.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know. Full circle, you know what makes you.
You're
happy.
Excited, like you get paid to play soccer.
I pay to play soccer, and
right.
It's okay.
Right.
I look forward to it. Like nothing like soccer Sundays.
Yeah.
I'm dead ass.
I bet. Makes you feel like you're in the league when you throw on that penny, right?
I just be talking shit too. Because some people are good. Some people are better than me. And I'm like, yo, and I want to beat you. I want to score a goal. So I'm an egoist too. You know, I'm a
yeah,
striker.
Yeah, no, he is.
I'm
he
a striker, 100%.
No, Anthony is 100%. So you would suggest like
I would suggest Blue Lock to like a competitive person.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Like, so it's situational. What type of kid?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
All right, but just like a generalization, like throw one out there.
Like we'll say like a basketball kid, like in high school. He's
but just like throw one out there, just like for anybody, like a general one.
To get into?
Yeah. Like, to get into anime as a whole.
As a whole?
Yeah. I would go with, like, Attack on Titan. We were talking about this the other day.
Does Avatar count?
Oh, Avatar is so good.
Does Avatar count?
Is also, like, that's, like the first anime I saw. Avatar the Last Airbender,
that's
to be
what I'm
specific.
Saying. Avatar the Last Airbender. You know what I mean? It's such a question.
Is it
anime or is it cartoon?
I mean, it was on Nickelodeon, so, like... But it does come from like Japanese literature.
Well, I think it wasn't made in like Japan.
I don't know.
I don't think it was made in Japan.
By the way, were you like more of like a Nickelodeon kid or like a Disney kind of kid?
I was definitely more of a Nickelodeon kid.
Me too.
And then I transitioned to Disney. But yeah. But the time that I transitioned to Disney, I quickly transitioned to Nick at Night.
What are your like top five Nickelodeon shows right now? Like, go.
I can't even think.
Not an album right now.
Well, what was on Nickelodeon?
Because like, if I asked you like top five Disney shows, I think you could do it. Or like Cartoon Network,
like,
I think you could do it.
Like, what's it called? Fairly Odd Parents.
All right.
Jimmy Neutron.
All right.
Danny Phantom.
All right.
Teen Titan wasn't on that, right?
Nah,
it wasn't, right?
Oh my god, your ball knowledge is ass.
I didn't know where I don't know where I watched Teen Titans.
It's Cartoon Network. That's where I saw it.
Oh
at.
Yeah.
This guy sucks balls.
Damn, why am I blanking?
Dude, we can't make a segment on our show talking about cartoons if you're blanking this hard. This is the first episode.
we didn't make it. I didn't know we were gonna go into cartoons.
Hello, it's off on the fly. Mr. I'm a Nickelodeon kid. No, my God. Another
one. It was
one.
Also on Cartoon Network.
Jesus Christ, man.
Fuck.
I knew he was going to be able to do Cartoon Network and Disney, but I wanted to call him out on Nickelodeon. You can throw Avatar in there, too. You already mentioned it.
Avatar counts. Damn, yeah. Why am I blanking on a Nickelodeon show? Like,
yo, you're trash.
I mean,
bro.
Like, I know them.
Your ball knowledge is actually trash.
I know some. Like, I like Ned, but I don't want to put Ned because, like, it wasn't one of my favorite shows. I didn't really like it. Oh, was iCarly in it?
Yeah.
iCarly was there.
There
you go.
That's why.
There you go.
That's
there you go. Yeah.
Jesus, Anthony. That was fucking terrible,
I don't know why,
bro.
I forgot about iCarly.
That's fucking
Zoe 101.
That was,
I'm bugging.
That was ass.
I'm bugging. Zoe was fire.
Yeah, I know, but you just, that was so,
you
shit the
me
bed
on,
right
you put
there.
Me, you put me on the spot.
But you gotta be prepared for shit
like
that.
I haven't watched a Nickelodeon
that.
Show in mad long.
Bro, neither have I, but you didn't,
you know. Obviously think about it.
I don't, but you could, I was locked, I was ready, go, throw it on me, watch, I bet you I got that shit on the fly.
Nah, give me.
I've been practicing.
Give me top five Cartoon Network shows.
Bro, easy. Codename Kid Next Door, fucking regular show, Adventure Time. I'm flying through Adventure this. Time. I could literally stop regular right here, try a little bit, and then we could throw it back to like.
Regular show's eye.
What do you mean regular show is all right? What are you talking about? Ben 10 and Ben 10. Fucking Teen Titans.
Ben 10, Teen Titans. They're there.
Gas. All gas. All gas. No, oh my god, fuck.
Pokemon.
Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Pokemon in there. Oh my god.
And I'm pretty sure right, Beyblade Pokemon. Was also in there.
Oh my god, yeah, Beyblade was on there. God damn it, bro. Yeah, you're exposing me right now, but yes, no. Okay. No, but still,
y'all didn't
but still.
Love the,
yo,
the Bakugan
I was watching,
series?
Yo, I was watching the Bakugan Beyblade. Series oh my
was
god.
My
yeah,
shit.
OD. Oh. Bro, I was watching Beyblade on YouTube. I'll let y'all know
what
right
you
now.
What you know about what Marucho?
What no? What do you know about well? What do you know about fucking Shaolin Showdown?
Oh my god! What's the kid? What's the kid? What is that? That's the kid with the skateboard and the
bro,
dragon.
No, with
what's
the talismans?
You wait. Remember the Jackie Chan one?
Fuck yeah! Jackie Chan Adventures, yo, gang, we locked in.
Now
bro.
There's this one show with the kid who had like a dragon, and he used to skateboard.
No, American Dragon Jake Long. He could transform into a dragon.
Yeah.
God. What's Emperor's New Groove?
Was
is
it
so
Black Lightning?
Fucking gas. Who's Black Static Shock?
Static Shock.
Yo, Static Shock was fire.
Static Shock
fuck,
underrated.
Fuck, fuck.
Underrated.
Fuck. Yeah.
Underrated.
Oh, so
how
underrated.
How did
we
get so nerded out?
I don't know. I don't know how the fuck
series.
We got here. I honestly don't know how we got here. You guys can actually see us outside of the podcast on stream. Ladies and gentlemen, we stream on Twitch. Alex_McBuckets on Twitch. This is Anthony O'Hara 17 on Twitch. You can literally see Anthony on top of the bike because we're on the face cam.
Yeah. Sometimes I
that
don't.
That shit's fire.
Sometimes I don't put my cam, but if you ask me, I'll set it up just because my room be a mess. And I'm like, oh no. I can't be showing people.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end this episode of the podcast because we also have we have something that we got to be at pretty soon.
No. We'll say it was we have a listening party for our boy,
oh,
Sebas.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to our man, Sebas, who just dropped Sophia Loren
out on all
platforms. We'll drop something
Spotify,
here. We'll have Sophia Loren pop up somewhere on here. We'll play a little bit of it if Sebas allows us to. Pressure on the diamond, like champagne, we poppin' like hymen. Don't know where we going, I'm still undecided. Suits and ties, bitch, I've been enterprise. Anyways, you can find my mans, where can they find you at, actually?
Anthony O'Hara 17.
On all platforms?
Instagram, Snap, Twitter.
TikTok. Is Loki popping on there?
Twitch.
TikTok. As well. You can find me on all platforms at alex.mcbuckets on TikTok, Twitch. You can also find me at mcbuckets.gg. That's where I'm going to be posting some of my gaming clips on TikTok. I'm alex.mcbuckets on all platforms. This is kind of lovely.
Yo, I liked it.